Manx Museum is 100 years old this year. It is home to an extraordinary collection of artefacts and archives that help tell the story of the Isle of Man and its people. To celebrate our centenary, we have curated a special exhibition and podcast, Museum 100, which will feature a kaleidoscope of treasures from our collections.
Hello, my name's Laura McCoy and I'm the Curator of Natural History at Manx National Heritage. And today I am looking at a tray of butterfly specimens. There are 19 species of butterfly within the drawer, and there are also some species of moths. And all of these species are ones that occur on the Isle of Man. The Isle of Man does have a lower diversity of butterflies and moths than the UK because of its smaller landmass. But I thought it was interesting to be able to illustrate each species here and also be able to show different sides of the butterflies. So when they've got their wings closed as opposed to open, and also if there are any differences between males and females, because in some species they do look different. For instance, the orange tip. If you want to see the orange tip butterfly, you can see them on the ragget, among other places. And the day flying moths that we have here are things like hummingbird hawk moths, 5 and 6 spot burnet moths, and also cinnabar moths, which are a very pretty red colour. Butterflies and moths are quite sensitive to climate change and changes in habitat. So they're really good indicators of the environment and its health. And so that's why various charities, including Manx Wildlife Trust, monitor butterflies on a regular basis and check their numbers.